Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
The Museum of Nebraska Art, affectionately dubbed MONA, is located in the repurposed neoclassical Kearney, Nebraska post office. Originally built in 1911, the building is pure elegance with its abundant use of marble and wrought iron accents. In addition to legendary artists such as Albert Bierstadt, Thomas Hart Benton, and John James Audubon, who deftly captured the atmosphere of the prairie, the museum also features contemporary Nebraska art, from realism to pure abstract. And of course, a common and timeless theme is the ethereal, spacious landscapes and the vast sky of the Great Plains. I'm Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me at MONA in downtown Kearney, Nebraska, for a visit with the museum director, Audrey Cotters. Audrey shares more than just her passion for Nebraska art and artists. She also talks about a primary mission of hers, and that's ensuring the art museum's relevance, and especially its accessibility, and offering engaging programs crafted not only for students, but for all of the residents of Kearney and the entire region. Audrey Cotters.
I'm the director of the Museum of Nebraska Art, fondly called MONA, in Kearney, Nebraska.
Let's talk about Nebraska art and what it is and what it's not.
Nebraska art is what our mission is here at MONA. We define Nebraska art actually through artists. And that's a little unusual. Often museums, art museums, focus their collection on eras. Here, our focus is really on the artists. And so artists who are eligible for our collection were either born in Nebraska or lived here or trained here, or a little less common, but perhaps an artist who has done a series of work here in Nebraska, so it's about Nebraska culture.
I'm curious, because by definition, I could have been born here and left in third grade,
Correct. But
I would qualify to have my art here, so it might not, subject-wise, have anything to do with Nebraska.
And that's part of our mission, too, because as an art museum, our role is to try and depict, in our case, as much of the eras of American art as we possibly can. And so there needs to be some tie to Nebraska. For instance, artists of today, contemporary artists, maybe some of their, if they're doing abstract work, maybe it isn't immediately apparent that they're from Nebraska, but still it's showing abstract art, and maybe there is some aspect of it where they were influenced by their time in Nebraska.
And maybe not even consciously.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And we see a fair amount of that, even in abstract art. Maybe the geometric patterns really are speaking about the horizon or the wind or the skies or cloud formations. So when it's abstract, you don't know really what the artist had in mind. Sometimes it comes out maybe subconsciously.
Let's talk philosophy for a moment. It's not specific Nebraska or whatever, but it is by default this beautiful structure in Kearney, Nebraska. From what I understand, it was a post office originally with beautiful marble and a grand edifice. This is a repository for art, and it could be a warehouse for art, but it's not, because you bring it alive. Tell us the ways that you do outreach and you bring in, especially younger people, school groups and whatnot, to impart that beauty of art to future generations.
You're touching on a theme that is close to my heart, personally.
Good.
First of all, I'm personally very passionate about museums, and the reason I'm passionate about it is because there are museums. All museums, no matter what the mission is, no matter what the discipline is, whether it's a history museum or a zoo or botanical garden or children's museum, whatever, if you're holding collections, you're not holding it for yourself. You're holding it for the public. We are stewards for the public. I'm very proud that this museum is now and has always been free admission. We have three art museums in the state of Nebraska, and I'm particularly proud that right now all three have free admission, because that's what a museum should be. Mm-hmm. It should be available for anyone who can come in and see it, and including school groups. And so here at this museum, we are very fortunate that we're in a position to be able to have free admission, and most of our programs are also free. And so we're very proud of that, because art is for everybody. It's not just for people who have means or people who are interested. It should be a part of everyone's daily life.
In what ways do you specifically reach out to the local school district, for example?
Well, we have several programs. First of all, obviously tours. We also do a lot of distance learning from here. And these are interactive sessions. We have the equipment to do that. We are in a part of the state which is not very densely populated, but a lot of geography. And so our primary service area is quite large. And as a result, the schools in this part of the state have become very creative about distance learning. So if you're a small school in a small community, how are your students going to learn Spanish or Chinese or French or whatever? And so through distance learning, you can access a very fine teacher, so your students do not feel that they are limited in any way. And so also, can we do that here at Mona? So if a teacher is maybe going to be doing a unit on prints, they could have an interactive session with us. We would have maybe some of our prints that is hitting the curriculum that that teacher is teaching that week or that session. And so then it becomes a richer experience. Our end result is that hopefully those students would still be able to come here, if not as part of their class, then maybe on their own.
On vacation. Or,
yes.
You know.
We also have a student art exhibition. So here in our county and the two surrounding counties, every spring we have an exhibition of student work, and their art teachers select the work. And so for 4 weeks we have a different one each time, and we have a little reception, cookies and punch. We also give out certificates to all the students, so we try and make it very special to honor the students who have an artistic interest. We are in a state which is very athletically focused. We're trying to honor that, but also not forget those students who could perhaps have an interest other than athletics.
Nice. I wish we could go on, but somebody wants you. You have an appointment, I think. For further information.
I'm Audrey Cotters, and I'm the director of the Museum of Nebraska Art. And we have a wonderful website, and that's Mona, MONA.UNK.EDU.
Thank you so much. What a joy. I'm so glad I came here.
Well, thank you. It's been my pleasure. And come back and see us again.
I will.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods and Four Seasons Resort Maui at Wailea invite you to sponsor a legacy tree and contribute to the biodiversity of Hawaii. Legacy trees can honor an individual, commemorate an event, or memorialize a loved one. Every tree dedication is a living legacy and a gift which grows grander year after year. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
The Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative was recently awarded the prestigious Phoenix Award by the Society of American Travel Writers. HLRI was one of four recipients of the prestigious award that recognizes international organizations actively involved in conservation, preservation, beautification, and anti-pollution campaigns that further the growth and appeal of travel destinations.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning, and Lauren Hayes is our technical assistant. Oh.